You're listening to SBS News.
While migration has always been part of Australian life, what is changing is the ethnic makeup of our population. Dr. Bill Rennick is chair of the Blood Management Committee at Western Health in Melbourne. He says hospitals in the Western Health catchment area in Melbourne are seeing more patients from regions such as Southeast Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa and the Pacific, which is changing the mix of Australia's blood types.
As most people know, there's three major types of blood. There's blood group A, blood group O, blood group B, there's also some AB, but then amongst those, there can be quite some unusual, what we call antigens on blood groups, and they tend to be centred on people from different parts of the world. When you get blood from Red Cross, most of the time it's fine, you can just match a blood group A with blood group A, but when you get some of these unusual ones, they're more likely to have reactions to blood that that's different to theirs.
Dr. Rennick says sometimes hospitals in his area have to go interstate for blood supplies and even overseas for the most rare types. In the case of patients with rare blood types from the Pacific, for example, local hospitals have had to access blood from New Zealand. Susan McGregor is the transfusion clinical nurse consultant at Western Health. She says the higher than average birth rate in the area is one of the factors fueling the need for more red blood supplies, as labouring mothers can often need blood products. But she says donating blood is something that remains an issue across the board.
I know that the blood service are currently doing a lot of work around looking at, you know, ways that they can increase that. But I think probably, I mean, the message is we've sort of got one in three people in Australia will need blood in their lifetime. And at this point, only 3% of the Australian population donate blood. So it's not even just increasing the ethnic groups, it's just increasing our donor pool, so that we have enough compatible blood for all of our patients, particularly our patients that may have these rare antibodies and antigens.
Professor Robert Flower is the national leader of transfusion safety research at the Red Cross Blood Service. He says even identifying rare blood groups can be a problem.
There are always people who come in with something unusual where you need a really strong reference laboratory and even international reference laboratories to identify these very rare blood groups. For example, we had an African lady who was pregnant who only one in something like 10,000 Africans has the blood group that she's got. The genetic basis of it wasn't known at the time. And so in that situation, you have to go to international donors to actually find people who are compatible so that when she had her baby, that there was blood available for transfusion if she needed it.
Professor Flower says it's a growing issue for Australia. He says the blood service has for a while now been working on a number of genetic techniques to be able to type all people's blood groups in a single test, which will help to easily identify rare blood groups and donors. He says the blood service is currently researching how best to identify and recruit people with these rare blood groups to meet the increasing need. Professor Flower says there is some evidence that the donor recruitment methods that currently work do not necessarily work with new migrants.
There are different kinds of concerns about life being your vital fluid and things like that that are important in other ethnic groups. And so it's a matter of identifying those concerns and then developing ways of recruiting people to say that those concerns are being understood, and then explaining how giving just a small amount of blood doesn't actually compromise those particular beliefs.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.